happy. I thought, I'm not a big NASCAR fan. A lot of you folks might be, but I thought so many times I've seen them get that victory lap. Amen. Praise the Lord. The church got that tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, preacher, well, I don't understand. It was kind of quiet. Yet it was, because God was keeping it that way. He was hearing that. Because, see, friend, the church that's around you that's saved are concerned about those of you that are among us that are not. Amen. And I feel that you're here tonight. I felt it all week long, as Brother Jimmy has already mentioned, that it's been on her heart tonight, the burden for the lost. The Bible said, when Zion travails, she'll bring forth her children tonight. And I'm thankful of that tonight, to know that I'm saved. I don't want to be no longer than God would have us to be tonight. Amen. But I'm glad that people will allow God to move in their life. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Where would we be without a Holy Spirit alive inside of our life? I looked around tonight as the singing was going on. I began to get blessed. I did. Brother, amen, I saw Miss Grace Beck, and I love you, Miss Grace. And I leaned over and told Brother Troy that was there beside me, amen, I leaned over and said, look at Sister Grace singing in the choir. Boy, just happy. You can see the Lord. Brother, you can see a zeal. God's people ought to have a zeal. The Bible said that we got a lively hope, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it's quiet, but brother, it's still alive, amen. Praise the Lord. And I looked around tonight, amen, as we just were blessed to look over the congregation. I just want to say thank you for your prayers this week. It's been a wonderful time in the Lord, because God's been here every night. That's the most important guest. Here is the Holy Spirit and the lost sinners that have come among us this week. And I just want to thank you for praying. And these that have come every night, and these that have come what nights you could, we've been able to feel God together. And it's been a blessing. But listen, I do want to share this thought on our heart tonight, and then we'll come to a close. Amen. One verse of Scripture. What God does with this, amen, let Him get the glory. But in Psalms chapter number 29 is where we'd like to go for one verse of Scripture tonight. Praise the Lord. And if you would, rise to your feet for reading of the Word tonight. Amen. One verse of Scripture in verse number 7. Now you listen to this. It said, the voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. That's all. You can be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. Now, there are many flames in the Scriptures, folks. They are. And God has dominion over all of them. Amen. But this Scripture says tonight, sinner friend, that the voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. Boy, I thought about that. And brother, God began to move in my heart, and I'm thankful for it tonight. Brother, what happened around here tonight? God let some fire fall, brother, from heaven. Brother, when the Holy Ghost of God gets to moving, brother, amen, Jeremiah says, like a fire, amen, in my bone, just shut up and lock down tonight. Brother, and you can't get rid of it. And I don't know about you, if you ever been saved, you truly don't want to, amen. You truly don't want to. Brother, amen, the voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. Friend, there is a hell. Praise the Lord. That's not a bad word. That's the word that God gave us to tell a lost and dying world. Praise the Lord, that's a place they don't have to go to. And brother, in that place, the flames of eternal judgment will fall. Amen. But even that's not your resting place, folks. On the day of judgment, hell's going to be offered up. And itself will be cast to the lake of fire. Praise the Lord. Again, the voice of the Lord, brother, divideth the fire tonight. Brother, I thought about a lot of things, praise the Lord, tonight. And you pray for just a little while, amen, tonight. But if you're here all this week, and as good as it's been, how happy we've been, and how burdened we've been, and everything step by step together, and you leave this house undone, you're still in judgment of God. There's not a sinner in this world that should be able to rob the joy of God's Holy Spirit from the heart of a born-again believer. Amen? Now, I say that knowing that we, amen, have burdens. And we are so tore up about our loved ones that are not saved. Amen? But praise the Lord, like we preached last night, There's just some things you got to do yourself. Praise the Lord. Mamas and daddies cannot save your children. Grandparents cannot save those grandchildren. Husbands cannot save the wives. Wives cannot save the husband. Amen. I've seen children go down to the altar weeping bitter tears because mama and daddy have sat down on God and won't take them to church, won't get them up and deliver them to Sunday school. The children's got a great desire, and mama and daddy have sat down and said, do the best you can. It broke my heart. And I've also seen those same children in a process of time get back out in the world and get caught up in sin and do things that they'd never thought they'd ever do when they was on their knees before God praying for their mama and daddy. Listen, I don't know who this is to tonight, but brother, you better be careful and you better wake up. Brother, amen, we don't want blood on our hands tonight. Brother, we ought to stand together and let the fire of God fall, amen. We ought to be able to welcome the Spirit of the Lord. But I'll tell you, God is good. God is good. Said the voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire all this week. Praise the Lord. I believe God's been speaking, amen, to lost sinners. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know why we don't see the people saved? Is Brother Raymond, brother, a great man of wisdom. Brother, amen, the people of this world, brother, amen, they have no fear of hell. Praise the Lord. You know why? Amen. Comedians will get up on stage, amen, and they'll make fun of hell. Amen. They'll make fun of the man of God that stands up and tries to warn a lost soul of the danger of hell. Praise the Lord. And slowly, slowly, laugh by laugh, our hearts have got hardened. We've got comfortable with the flame of fire of God's judgment. And hell doesn't seem like hell anymore to a lost sinner. Amen. And they still need the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. There was a day, boy, there was a day when people, even those that were bitter in heart, would shudder with fear when they thought about the judgment of God. Amen. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. Friend, let me tell you something. Eternity, amen, is already handled. Amen, it's by God. I thought a while ago, as this service was getting started, amen, my little girl, amen, in school, she came home the other day with some great wisdom. She said, Daddy, you know, Pluto's not even a planet anymore. Amen. I said, do what? She said, that's what they say. Pluto is not a planet anymore. I believe I got that right, didn't I, hon? Praise the Lord. I said, it's not. It was when I was in school. She said, well, no. Teacher said it went from being a planet, amen, to being a star. Amen. Then it was a moon. And now they just say it's not even a planet anymore. Pluto is not even considered part of your solar system. Amen. You know what? Well, praise the Lord. It don't bother me at all. I ain't never been to Pluto, and I don't care to go. My next stop is going to be heaven. Amen. We're the witness of the fire of God that's been divided by the Lord's voice. Well, right. I don't even know if there's a Pluto. I don't. I ain't never been there. But I have been to the rock. Amen. I have. Whoa, the world get all upset about things like that. You know what blessed me? I told the men at work about your friend, Brother James. He blessed my soul. Well, we've seen some good things. Hey, man, I didn't really fully understand his limitations, hey, man, of his physical being until after service. Praise the Lord. Hey, man, Brother James, they were trying to help him get his coat on. That gentleman couldn't even move his hands. Praise the Lord. But guess what? That didn't steal the fire that was in his soul. Hey, man. I've ate on that and I say, thank God for it. Amen. You know why? I've heard it preached and it's still true, Brother James. God does not want our abilities. He wants our availability. Amen. And when you get God in your heart and the fire of the Holy Spirit stirring up inside of you, you'll suddenly find out it's a joy to walk in the Lord. Amen. Amen. And it's better than anything this world could give you. Boy, my heart went all through the scriptures. I don't even know if I get to read anywhere else. But I thought about old brother Moses over there. Brother, amen. First 40 years, he abode in Pharaoh's house. Amen. Next 40 years, he's out there in the wilderness tending his father-in-law's sheep. Amen. But there's something that happened to that man. Brother, amen. He went up on the mountain one day. Brother, and he saw a burning bush. Yeah. Amen. He did. He saw a burning bush. But he said, I'll turn and see this bush and see why it's not consumed. Oh, hallelujah. Brother, because before Moses had got to the bush, God had already got there. Amen. Amen. The voice of the Lord that divideth the fire. There's heavenly fire. And brother, it's sweet when it locks onto your soul. And brother, an obedient heart, brother, a fan that thing. You know what's wrong with us? What do you call that thing? Hey man, you folks in them fireplaces, you remember that? The little flue thing, whatever it's called. Brother, amen. Hey man, the fire's going out. Hey man, you get up early in the morning, you stick that thing in there, and you'd fan her up, Miss Grace. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God's fire. Brother, we'll still fly, man. I don't care how dark this world gets, Brother Jimmy. They can't take your fire. They didn't give it to you. They can't take it, Miss Lois. It belongs to the Lord. And the voice of the Lord, brother, divided the fire. And what God gives me, the world can't, amen. Hey, man, I got mine. As a 10-year-old boy, Free Baptist Church, Ackworth, Georgia, and I've been saved ever since. Amen. I've been able to sit in some times, brother, amen, of the Lord's fire passing by that'll just stir our soul. Brother, I looked around tonight. Hey, man, what a blessing. Hey, man. Brother, look around. See all these newborns in the house tonight. Praise the Lord. You know what I saw? I saw blessings from the Lord all over here. I didn't see one person, and I still don't see one person holding them little children with a snarl and scowl on your face. You know why? God, because that's love. Woo, that's held in your bosom. And you think that's good, sinner? Just try Jesus when you get saved. Amen. Just try Jesus. You know why you don't want him? You've never known him. You've never known him. Preacher, what do you mean? Brother, you got to be saved. Brother, amen, to be filled with the Spirit. I said the other night, religion's not enough. Praise the Lord. The world's full. I'm going to say this for the glory of the Lord. Talking to a gentleman on our job. He's been through some things. Praise the Lord. He's talking to me about some things. Talking about where could he go get some banners. He wanted some banners made. Praise the Lord. I said, what are you talking about? You know, banners you can put up on the side of the road. And God bless him. I said, well, praise the Lord. He said, you know, I'd like to stand out there and maybe minister for a while. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm not making fun of nobody. But listen, praise the Lord. Amen. He said, praise the Lord. The church, I said, well, brother, are you telling me that the Lord's called you to preach? Praise the Lord. He said, I've been called to preach a long time ago. I just ain't been doing it. Praise the Lord. I said, so you was running from your work in the Lord? He can't say, praise the Lord, that I was running. He just, I wasn't doing it. He said, but I'm being ordained. I'm taking the class to be ordained at the church I'm in now. I thought, Lord help. I just kind of got quiet for a second. And he said, I said, well, brother, it takes the Lord.
Yes,
we talked a few minutes about some things. But listen, God bless him. Amen. I pray he knows the Lord. Amen. He's talking about how God had made a difference in his life over about the last 9 months. And that's good. I thank God for it. But brother, let me tell you something. Amen. You don't have to mail something off to an internet seminary. Brother, amen, to have the joy of the Lord. All you got to do is listen to the voice of the Lord that divided the fires. And when he comes down and abides in your house, you'll know he's there, amen. You know, one of the best lessons a preacher can ever learn, I speak for me, is when the Lord says do something and when he says not to. Amen. When the Lord says do something, do it. When he tells you not to, or he doesn't give you no liberty, be still. Be still. Amen. Hey, man, that's what was taking place tonight, folks, because God realizes, whether you do or not, lost sinner, that there's a warfare taking place at Welcome Grove Baptist Church this very night. And what hangs in the balance is the eternal soul of lost people that don't know Jesus. Although they've been called by His Spirit, they've rejected Him. And praise God, you stand guilty, praise the Lord, of the Lord judging you in the flame of fire, amen. You might be here for the very first time, and the Lord might speak to you. But listen, it's all God's fire. You know what? The devil doesn't even have the keys to hell. He doesn't. Boy, you think about that. He ain't even got the keys to his own house. Praise the Lord. Why do you want to live your life for him? Amen. Why do we allow him to torment us like that? Praise God. Brother, one day he's going to bow down. Amen. He's going to call on the Lord. And when he's cast into the lake of fire, praise God, today with all the unbelievers, brother, you'll not be a welcome guest there. You won't be. What about the church? The church will pray me out. Friend, the church won't even know about this. You know why? Brother, we're going to a place, amen, where the tear has been dried from our eyes. Praise the Lord. Brother, I believe there'll be fire there. It'll be glory fire. I was reading a while ago where it talks about the fire of the Lord over the tabernacle. Praise the Lord. Amen. When the children of Israel were out in that wilderness those 40 years, what was it? It was a cloud by day and a fire by night. God has fire and he works through fire. But praise be to God, you need to be purged of your sins, and the Bible said, be whiter than snow. Amen. We don't rejoice about any lost sinner not being prepared to meet God. We don't, Jonathan. We don't, brother. But because we love you and the Lord loves you, he wants you to slow down in your busy life, as busy as you think it is. Just slow down for a minute. Allow the gyros to just slow down for just a minute. You realize something? The world's still going on, isn't it? You know why? Because it's God's. It's God's today. Every one of you that are saved, you're still saved because of God's fire tonight. Amen? Every one of you that are lost, you're still lost tonight because you've not answered the call of God. You know, Christians have hard times too. Brother Jimmy was sharing about Brother Ray Donahue, his brother-in-law, and Lord, what a blessing he was to us in the years I got to know him. I imagine what it was to walk close by his side. Amen. Labor together. But all these dear men, Brother Raymond, we've not lost him, Brother Sonny. No, he's in God's safekeeping. Amen. Everybody here tonight, praise the Lord, has lost somebody out of your life. Brother Hugh, boy, I loved your daddy. Brother Horace, we thought of it. Amen. all these good things that God can do. Brother, amen, I could tell many, many things. Praise the Lord. But it's all by God's mercies. Amen, tonight. Brother, don't you think it'd be a good thing to stand up and live for God? Amen, don't you think it'd be a good thing, praise the Lord, to embrace the fire of the Holy Spirit? Preacher, I'd call on God, but I'd be afraid He might ask me to do something. Praise the Lord. I can understand that, because sometimes He will. Amen, but you'll not get a better blessing than when you stand before God and say, amen, here I am, Lord, send me. Whatever it is, whatever it is, we're guilty of throwing barricades between us and God's will in our life. I know this is different tonight. This is what God's sending. Because you might reason to yourself, friend, if we can get out of here in a little while, preacher, amen, if we can get out of here in a little while, this revival will be over with, nobody will get saved, and I won't have to come back next week. Praise the Lord. Hey, man, there might be somebody here tonight, boy, thinking how terrible it'd be for somebody to get saved and to think that the pastor won't have one more week of revival. Brother, wouldn't that just be awful? Brother, you know, if you've got that thought, you're looking at the wrong fire and you're on the wrong side of the voice of God. Brother, because when God saves us all, He brings in life, amen. Brother, I'd stay here with you. As long as the old body could stand, I'd stay with you. Others could stand. Brother, how good it'd be, brother, to see multitudes saved. Amen, but whether you get saved or whether you get, amen, amen, contrary to God and just won't let Him work in your life, it's already settled in eternity that God's the judge. Amen. God is the judge. Praise the Lord. And it's the voice of the Lord that divideth the fire. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give you one more verse of Scripture. Amen. A place of Scripture. It's 2 Peter. God being our helper. And we're going to come to a close in just a few minutes. Praise the Lord. Now listen. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Praise the Lord. Now listen. Amen. That seeing then in verse 11 that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation, amen, and godliness. Listen, amen. It said this, brother, in verse 10, I don't want to miss this, amen, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. It's the voice of the Lord that divideth the fires. There's fire of glory and there's fire of judgment. One of my favorite places in the Scripture, we didn't get there the other night on Monday night, was reading about Samson, but his birth. He was brought into a family of a woman that was stricken barren, but blessed of the Lord. God had sent an angel by, spoke to her. Brother, but Manoah, the husband, wasn't there. She came with an exciting message, not realizing it was God's messenger, the angel of the Lord. Boy, when they prayed, amen, that He might come back again and give them counsel how to do this thing. Praise the Lord. And sure enough, one day out in the field, there's the angel of the Lord again speaking to that dear woman. Praise the Lord. She ran with haste and got husband Manoah. And brother, they came and they received the counsel of God. You know what's missing this weekend, brother? Revival, somebody getting saved. I can't think of it being any better than somebody being saved. That's all that's missing. You know what else? You've not received the counsel of God. But listen, He's a God that His voice will discern and divide the fire. Brother, they brought this offering. Amen. They brought the kid. They brought these things for Manoah. How Manoah did for this messenger. But He said, I'll not receive it. They laid it on the fire. And then something wonderful happened.
said the angel of the Lord went into the fire. Amen. And did wondrously in their eyes. I don't know about you, but boy, I'd like to see an angel of God do wondrously. Amen. Boy, my Lord. And then, brother, the fire was received back to heaven and they saw the angel of the Lord no more. He's a God that divides the fire. It belongs to Him. I don't know about you. Boy, I get excited thinking about taking a glimpse at that angel.
Right.
I mean, Brother Jeff, they're formed by God Almighty.
That's right.
Amen. They haven't got the soul like we do. Brother, listen. But brother, amen, they got the will to go with good or evil, don't they? They don't know what it's like to be redeemed. But brother, they're created for the purpose of praise to God the Father and to minister to His children and to see one do wondrously before your eyes. Just make me want to say, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You won't find that in the world.
Amen. That's right.
No, you won't.
That's right.
But what I don't want you to find in the world, what God doesn't want you to find in the world, is a day when time shall be no more. And we stand before that judgment bar of God. And every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess. And the God that divides the fire is going to separate the people of the earth. Everyone that was before you, and if the Lord allows time to continue, everyone that will come after, even those that pierced His side, praise the Lord, will acknowledge Him. Amen. And the lost and the saved will be divided. And on that day, all the fire that belongs to God will be revealed to every soul. Amen. For those that are saved, brother, in a glorified body likened unto the Son of Him, brother, we'll be in the midst and we'll praise Him with a pure heart. Amen. Like we've never known Him before. And those that are lost, I believe will also have a glorified body that will not burn up and fade away. Brother, I told you about Luke 16 the other night. I asked you to read it. Brother, you go there. It said that the rich man, it said he lifted his eyes in hell. Didn't say he lifted, plural. It said he lifted his eyes in hell. He's still there, folks. That's not a typo. God knows how to spell. That's God's word. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Being in torments. Now that is plural. Don't die lost without God. Come on, Brother Jeff. That's what God gave me tonight. That's why the preachers have been here this week. Amen. Praying for the services. That's why the singers have come this week. Praying. That's why the lay members have been here. Because we remember. You remember if you've been saved what it was like to be lost and under conviction, and not have God in your life. Friend, amen, the Bible said, let not your heart be troubled. You don't have to die lost tonight. Listen, folks, amen. When we stand before God, how will we meet Him? When the voice of the Lord divides the fire, where will we stand? There's only two types of people in this world. They're the saved folks, and they're the lost folks. That's the only two types. He doesn't care what color you are. He doesn't care what your accent is like. Doesn't care about your bank account, brother, son. Doesn't care about what kind of degree you got hanging in your home. Doesn't matter at all. For the rich and poor shall stand together before God.